Quantum Magnitude: How to Amplify Your Influence in the Field of Possibility by Eknal Vrol. Introduction. You are the signal. You are not stuck. Even if life feels like it is looping in the same pattern, you are not stuck. There is something real, something powerful, moving through you every moment. You may not see it, but it's there. It is in your breath, in your thoughts, in your feelings. It's what I call your quantum magnitude. Quantum magnitude is your personal signal. It's the strength of your energy, the pull of your focus, and the clarity of your intention. You are always putting something out into the field around you. What comes back depends on what you send out. This book is here to help you understand that field and raise the signal you're sending. The world is not just made of solid things. It is made of waves and possibilities. Science tells us that even the smallest pieces of matter are mostly empty space. They move and shift depending on how they are observed. That may sound strange, but it means something amazing for you. It means your awareness matters, your attention matters, and your energy matters more than you think. In this book, I will share ideas about how to raise your quantum magnitude. That means increasing the strength of your influence in your own life. You do this by learning how to calm your emotions, focus your thoughts, and line up your actions with what you want. It's not magic. It's about creating the right conditions. Just like a seed grows in soil that is warm and rich, your life grows best when the energy around you is clear and strong. Some people call this manifestation. Others call it energy work, or alignment, or intention setting. It doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is learning how to work with it. If you've ever felt like your efforts don't pay off, or your desires stay out of reach, it could be that your field is full of mixed signals. This book will help you clean those up and raise the volume on the message you're sending to the world. This is not about pretending or being fake. It's not about thinking positive all the time. It's about becoming honest with yourself. It's about noticing how fear, doubt, or stress lower your signal. And then it's about learning how to shift those feelings into something higher. Not by force, but by practice. Not by ignoring pain, but by listening to it and choosing something better. Each chapter of this book is paired. The first part of the pair teaches you a concept. These concepts come from my own understanding of how energy, emotion, and focus shape our lives. They are rooted in science, in experience, and in the search for truth. The second part of each pair gives you three short stories. These stories are not based on real people. They are not testimonials or proof. They are examples of what transformation can look like. They are written to help you see the ideas in action. They show how someone could move from confusion to clarity, from fear to trust, from struggle to flow. I call these examples vignettes. They are like scenes from a life you might recognize, even if it's not your own. You may see yourself in them. You may see a friend, a family member, or a version of you that you want to become. Let them speak to your imagination, not your memory. They are written to help you believe that change is possible. Quantum magnitude is not a gift some people have and others don't. It is something we all carry, but we must learn to tune it. A singer may have a voice, but it takes practice to hold a note. You have a field around you, a vibration that touches everything. This book will help you learn how to raise that vibration, not with pressure, but with purpose. You'll read about emotional coherence, which is when your feelings work together instead of pulling against each other. You'll learn about focused thought and how attention shapes reality. We'll explore belief as a framework that either holds or leaks your power. We'll look at how your environment affects your inner world and how simple practices can bring strength and stability. And finally, we'll talk about the power of letting go, because sometimes the most powerful signal is sent in silence, with trust. Quantum magnitude is not about controlling life. It's about becoming the kind of person life wants to meet. It's about being ready when the door opens and steady when the winds of change blow through. It's about knowing your worth before anyone else does. When you stand in that kind of energy, things begin to shift. You become the magnet. You become the one who calls in the moment instead of chasing it. You may wonder if this is too simple or too hard. That's okay. All I ask is that you stay open as you read. Open to new thoughts, open to small shifts, open to your own power, which may have been sleeping. This book isn't about doing more. It's about doing things differently, with more presence, more awareness, more intention. As you turn these pages, ask yourself one question. What would change if I believed my energy mattered? That question can open doors. That question can change your life. Let's step into that possibility together. Welcome to Quantum Magnitude. Learn more at quantumpotential.com and order on amazon.com.